Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Davis Maddock. You guys can find me on Twitter at Davis Maddock. This is our final waiver wire program of the year. We're pretty soon to reverting to Dynasty Fantasy Football content, best ball content, you know, all the really good stuff. We are here at the end of a very long season, and we're going to run through some of the things you'll need to set up your team for the Fantasy Football Championships here in Week 17. As always, quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Heading to the quarterback position, I think Mike White has got to be the top quarterback out of the week. So maybe you had Minshew last week. Maybe you're missing Hurts. Maybe you don't want to start Justin Herbert. You know, I think there are multiple reasons why you would end up going with Mike White this week. The Jets have already confirmed that he's going to be starting. They play the Seattle Seahawks this week. Really not a good passing defense. And the Jets have also been above pass rate over expectation with White in as the starter. I think Purdy seems pretty interesting. They get to play against the Raiders this week. Our friend John Daigle has Andy Dalton, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, Mac Jones, and Kenny Pickett as the only non-top 12 quarterback finishes against the Raiders. Deeper league, 16-team league, super flex leagues, whatever. Teddy Bridgewater probably going to start this week for the Miami Dolphins because Tua is back in the concussion protocol. Would probably not be starting him in a 12-team league. In fact, I would start Gardner Minshew, who is now picked up in 27% of Yahoo leagues over all of these guys other than Mike White. 355 yards, 3 touchdowns last week against the Cowboys, and they play against the Saints here in the all-important Week 17. Moving on to Tyler Allgeier, the Falcons continue to just run the air out of the ball, 17 touches and 22 touches in back-to-back weeks. The Falcons actually get a team they can beat this week in the awful, awful Arizona Cardinals. You have to feel pretty good about Allgeier's workload this week heading into this game against the Cardinals. Chuba Hubbard continues to basically be the passing down back for the Panthers. Obviously, I don't think the Panthers are going to run, you know, for 400 yards as a team this week against the Buccaneers, but probably the most important thing about Hubbard and Foreman is the Buccaneers are not going to pull away from the Panthers. I would be really surprised if that happens. So I think you could count on Hubbard for like 12 to 15 touches pretty strong here. Interesting spot here for the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans game on Thursday night against the Cowboys just does not matter at all for who wins the AFC South. The winner is just going to be whoever ends up winning between the Jags and Titans in Week 18. Derrick Henry did not practice, and I think there is a strong chance that Henry ends up resting. In fact, the NFL Network's Ian Rapoport even said that. And Haskins has been active over Julius Chestnut and been playing over Dontrell Hilliard the last 2 weeks. He's the only Titans running back to get a touch the last 2 weeks. I think that you got to pick him up in this waiver wire run. It'll be really interesting to see if we should start him. So Deion Jackson got into a shouting argument with Jeff Saturday apparently before the Chargers game. So Zach Moss was really the only lead back there. I mean, he was useless because the Colts offense is useless. Maybe they will be a little bit less useless if Matt Ryan is returned to the starting lineup. Though I don't think we are going to see him return to the starting lineup because of his contract incentives. I would definitely, like in making waiver wire pickups this week, I would definitely go Haskins over Moss just based on those odds. Jahan Dotson has been smashing the last month of the season. 22%, 21%, 26% target share in 3 straight games. And apparently Wentz might have a chance to start this game, and McLaurin was the guy who really improved in the offense when Taylor Heinicke was starting, but it was Dotson who was the red zone threat when Wentz was in. I mean, we'll see. I just think Dotson is the guy I would be betting on there in general, and I think he is a borderline start in Week 17. Rahid Shaheed, 5 targets last week for Mandy Dalton, led the team in routes run. Now, obviously, that game was absolutely insane. Real feel of 36 degrees at kickoff. Chris Olave was out. Jarvis Landry got placed on the IL. And I don't really think Olave coming back matters all that much. He'd led the team in routes run the week before. Anyways, I think he is a legit start. I mean, Rashid Shaheed, who would have thought? But there we are. Romeo Doubs. So Christian Watson got injured, and apparently the Packers now have a chance to make the playoffs, so these games matter more. They get to play against the Vikings this week. The Vikings have that awful defense, but I think if Watson is ruled out, Doubs is probably going to be definitely a top 30 wide receiver this week, maybe a top 24 wide receiver. Both of the Giants guys, Richie James and Isaiah Hodgins. Hodgins had 11 targets this last week. James actually led them with targets with 12. Big game, actually, for the Giants this upcoming weekend so that they can continue fighting towards the playoffs. And they get to play a team that is dead on its feet in the Indianapolis Colts. But yeah, right now the Giants are 8-6-1, so they're ahead of the Lions, they're ahead of the Packers, they're ahead of the Seahawks, and they're ahead of everyone in the NFC South. So this is an absolutely massive game for them, and they might get to play a game against the Eagles in Week 18 that doesn't matter at all. So this is a huge spot for them, so I like James and Hodgins both. Russell Gage has 18 targets the last 2 weeks. I mean, the Buccaneers are throwing the ball a lot. He's fine. Elijah Moore, a borderline start with Mike White back. And then Greg Dortch, 25% target share from Trace McSorley. Now, I would really like Dortch if we knew 100% that's the role he's playing. The issue is that the Cardinals have done a bunch of weird crap with their wide receiver alignments. Like 2 weeks ago, Greg Dortch was just benched, just did not play at all. And Robbie Anderson and AJ Green were playing over him. And then this most recent game against the Buccaneers, you know, they end up going to overtime. Dortch plays 76% of the snaps. Hollywood Brown plays 66%. Robbie Anderson only plays 7. AJ Green only plays 26. But Robbie Anderson literally went from, I mean, he was above 35% the last month, then down to 5 snaps on offense, no targets against Tampa Bay. So I don't think I could start him. Kendrick Bourne had 6 for 100 and a touchdown. I mean, I don't know, 16-team league, like, whatever. Tight end, I think Taysom, obviously, is a pretty strong start. Jelani Woods has a 22% target share in the 2 games that Kylan Granson hasn't played. Granted, it's Nick Foles starting at quarterback, but, I mean, whatever. It's tight end, right? It's really that bad. Tyler Conklin has a 14% target share with Mike White this year. Must-win game for them this weekend. We'll see what happens there. Logan Thomas, up to 80% of the dropbacks for the Commanders, whatever. Juwan Johnson, I'm really not that interested in, but he does have... Juwan Johnson just has a bunch of touchdowns this year. Daniel Bellinger remains... Daniel Bellinger remains on the field literally all the time, 94% route participation last week. And then, you know, really just to make it all come together, of course, we had to end the year, our final waiver wire recommendation, Greg Dulcich has a hamstring injury. Alberto Quibunam would be probably the starting receiving tight end for the Denver Broncos if Greg Dulcich doesn't play. Now, is that worth anything? Do you even want that? Who knows? But there we go. We end the year with Alberto. Everyone, I hope you had a great fantasy football season. I hope you are ready to win some championships, and we will continue to get after it all offseason long.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.